We just heard the Democrats wrap up their case that they've been making for several days now in President Trump's impeachment. Adam Schiff claiming that he and other House managers made that case, proved that President Trump abused the powers of the presidency and then obstructed Congress's investigation into that. So, Ron, did he? Did they make that case?
They made the case in the minds of those who probably thought so already, and they certainly tried very hard to break through. There is a very large portion of the American public that has resisted focusing on this for obvious reasons. They have lives to live. They have other things to think about. All of this gets a little legalistic for a lot of Americans. They don't necessarily know that much about Ukraine and its politics. And so it has all seemed rather at a length from them, an arm's length at least, maybe more than that. What the Democrats have tried to do for the last 3 days, for those who have shared some of their time with them, has been to try to break that down, to make it make some kind of sense to them. I thought today, with his arguments about Ukraine and Russia, Adam Schiff was really trying to move this beyond Ukraine and talk about the ultimate confrontation with Russia and the role that all this plays in that relationship and the role that Russia plays in what the president was trying to do in Ukraine and why that's so disconcerting at the very minimum. So that's what they've been trying to do for the last 3 days. I don't expect there to be a huge move in the polls. The polls have hardened over the weeks since this all began. And what they were really trying to do was perhaps instill some doubts in the minds of those who haven't had any up to now.
I just want to ask you again to look ahead, Ron Elving. Some of the other things we might be hearing from the legal team for the president tomorrow.
They have told us that they're going to give us something like a movie trailer, a little bit of an advanced taste of what they're going to tell us on Monday and Tuesday. We presume they'll use both Monday and Tuesday. But the fact that they're only going to use a couple, 3 hours on Saturday might also presage a strategy here that they're going to go fairly brief, that they're moving essentially for a kind of dismissal, although they haven't said whether or not they would literally make that motion, that they're going to say, well, all right, they had 3 days and there's no case. We've all listened and we just don't hear anything there that rises to an impeachable offense, so let's vote. And if they feel confident enough that they have enough votes to deny the Democrats' witnesses and more evidence, and if they certainly should feel confident that there are not 20 senators on the Republican side who want to vote for removal from office, then they might do something like that, a sort of defense-light approach in which they don't really wind the stem too much. But they will, in all likelihood, talk about the Bidens. They will, in all likelihood, talk about Adam Schiff. And there will be a certain amount of attack on the process as it came out of the House and perhaps on any suggestion of the Senate trial going on longer.